Hello, folks. It's your boy, B. Meads.
Chef Rockport.
And we are the Coffee Squad.
The Coffee Squad. That's right. We're coming to you today to bring you all of the coffee-related business.
As well as the unrelated business, because, hey, this is a podcast.
That's correct. We have joined the cast of pods here on our show called Mocha Pot Thoughts.
Clink it.
B, did you already have some of that?
Yes, I did. We are sipping on a Ethiopian Mocha Java.
So you had a tough time with that one.
Oh, and tell the people how we brewed it tonight.
Okay, so we decided to venture out into the woods. Not literally, but figuratively.
Onto the tundra.
Into the sandy desert.
Onto the plains.
Yes, sir. The plateau
of Utah.
That's right. I don't even know if Utah has plateaus, but either way, we're there right now. We stepped out onto the campfire and decided to go ahead and brew us up some cowboy coffee. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know what that is, that's literally old school. Grind down your coffee, throw it in a pot, put the pot over a fire, and go ahead and get to brewing. You don't want to let it boil because then you've scorched your beans.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to scorch my beans.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so that's what we
did. Love our beans. Don't scorch them.
That's right. So, giving them a taste right now. I didn't measure out, and I'm kind of regretting that because it's a little extra something. But before we get onto that,
we do have another extra something.
Yeah,
an extra somebody.
That's right. That's right. We have a special guest today. Our guest, Philly.
Philly cheese, people.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, Philly Cheese.
Returning. Yeah. Man, y'all might have seen him. We would do the International Delight. Caramel Macchiato, International Delight.
We did the
Almond Joy.
Yeah, the Almond Joy. That's my favorite.
And the White Chocolate Macadamia.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Love that one.
Hell yeah. It was good times, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to International Delight. We like it international, and we expect to be delighted.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, man. Philly, where have you been, bruh?
Man, I've been working.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's just about it, man. Working, mm-hmm. collecting. You know.
And you are a collector of?
Transformers.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you could see the collection that he has, oh my goodness, this place is majestic.
This ain't even a half. This ain't mm-hmm. half of it. It's mm-hmm. like most of it is in the room. But
guys, bad guys, Autobots, Decepticons, Beast Wars.
Oh yeah, the Beast Wars. I'm a big fan of the Beast Wars.
Beast Wars.
Yeah, I was over there looking at Cheetor.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is a collector of toys. He's a toy collector, but the prime toy we're talking about is the Transformer. So
yeah,
and it's impressive. It's very amazing.
Yes,
but it's good to have Philly Cheese back in the mix with the Coffee Squad. You know what I'm saying? He's been riding with the squad for a long time, and you know things happen. You know what I mean? You get caught out there, and you're doing your own thing. You start dabbling in your own crafts, your own hobbies. Sometimes you need a little distance,
mm-hmm.
but then it's like, hey, I'm right back. Cause you know what? It's all about the bean. I drink bean. You drink bean. We bean together. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, we bean together. That's right.
We bean together. So welcome back, Philly Cheese.
Philly, tell me, what do you think about this cowboy coffee?
It's good. It's a little bit on the chalky side, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever had like dark chocolate before, but
the texture of it.
Yes, it's almost like a little bit of chalk.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's like the natural bitterness to it.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you had like 100% cacao.
I have. Yeah. It's very aggressive. It's not what people think. See, everyone assumes that when you get chocolate off a tree, it's going to be something special. It is, but not what you think. Mm-hmm. You know, I've actually dabbled in chocolate making myself, you know, not a long time ago. This was like 2 years ago, I think, actually. I went down to Orlando, Florida. I was at this farmer's market, and they had exotic fruits there. A whole bunch of stuff. They had mini jackfruits. Like, if you know what a jackfruit is, they're like 2 feet long, big giant. It looks like some kind of spore from an alien, like from Halo or something. Like the spore when it's like, yeah. It looks just like, that's what jackfruit looks like. But usually they're huge. They weigh like, I don't know, 30 pounds or something. But they had mini jackfruits, which was interesting, if you know what jackfruit looks like. But the other thing I thought was interesting, they had some cacao pods. I'd never seen one in real life before. I've seen pictures of them, but they had cacao pods there. I was like, I cannot leave this place without getting one of these things and cracking it open, tasting it. I didn't know nothing about it. I knew what it looked like, but I didn't know anything about it. So I went, I bought it, took it home. I started doing my research on how I can make my own chocolate. And the interesting thing about cacao pods is when you taste the fruit, it looks gross. It's like it's like this white slimy stuff on the inside.
Listen, man, pause all that. You gotta warn a brother before you go into that. You know what I'm saying, that type of description. Yeah. But I mean, okay, well, hold on. Let me sip coffee on that. Yeah,
please.
I get myself regulated.
Take to it.
Yeah. All right, I'm back. So it's like a white milky substance. Continue. Mm-hmm.
So white milky substance on inside the membrane part, but you taste it. And so depending on where you get your cacao pod from around the globe, they each have their own kind of like distinct flavor. The one that I had, it was like a combination of like mango and pineapple. You know, it's always some kind of tropical fruit flavor. Mm. And when you eat chocolate, it tastes nothing like the fruit of cocoa bean, you know, because what we're eating is actually dried up seed. You know what I'm saying? So I got to eat the fruit, which was amazing. And then you have to ferment it. So I fermented it for like a week or something. And then the bean on the inside, you know, I pulled that out, let it dry for a while. And now I got some cocoa nibs at home, you know. And so like just eating those straight, it's almost like eating like little nuts, like almonds or something. Mm. It's got the same kind of crunch. Mm. Yeah. But the flavor is nothing like a chocolate bar.
Yeah. 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 I can remember my first time eating one and I thought it was going to be sweet. Mm. Totally surprised.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
The only thing that I can say that I ever could, as far as my palate's concerned, could tolerate 100% cacao is with coffee.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they pair well.
Yeah.
So you take a little nibble of the cacao, and then a little sip of the Arabica. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. It's actually Arabica, but I say Arabica because I am the Arabica seeker. That's one of my AKAs. You know what I'm saying?
Captain Arabica.
Captain Arabica, AKA the Arabica seeker. I'm a rapper, folks. It's just lyrical. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. And then I'm assuming you stayed away from the Robusto name because it's less popular. The Robusto bean.
Well, I thought that maybe somebody would have came up with another name like Robusto Cop. You know how you got RoboCop? They would have called it like Robusto Cop or something. And you know what I'm saying? So I ain't want to take all the nicknames, you know what I'm saying? But you know, Captain Arabica, it's a play off words because everybody's familiar with Captain America. So I'm Captain Arabica because I'm all about the bean. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, getting back to that coffee that we had, it was the Mocha Java, right?
Ethiopian Mocha Java from World Market, folks. If you ever step into a World Market, that franchise, check out their coffee section and check out their Ethiopian Mocha Java.
Yeah, so in between viewing their fancy Egyptian carpentry, you can take a peek at the coffee. In between looking at the fancy pop-up mini birthday cards. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go take a peek at the coffee section.
Yeah.
In between looking at their wooden painted wind chimes, you can go check out the coffee.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done.
In between their various 25 flavors of Kit Kats.
Yeah, you want black tea flavor or green tea flavor Kit Kat?
Yeah,
it doesn't matter because they have.
You want lemon drizzle or raspberry drizzle?
You want white chocolate or
Black chocolate.
Is chocolate black? I don't know.
It's cocoa.
That's right. Cacao. Excuse me. I got too excited there to talk about the Kit Kat. I once had a sake flavored Kit Kat. I think I still. Yeah. From Japan.
You put me on those.
Yeah, yeah. I took a trip out to Japan and brought back a whole bunch of different Kit Kat flavors. So I got the sake flavor. I had a taro flavor. Black tea flavor. I'm forgetting one. Another crazy.
Fuji apple.
Fuji apple. That's the one. Oh, that was my favorite. The Fuji apple was wild. Wild. Yeah. It literally tasted like they just canned up some Fuji apple, reduced it down, and poured it all over my Kit Kat.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing.
Pause all that.
They can't pour the drizzle on my Kit Kat?
I mean, they can. It's just, you know.
I wouldn't tell nobody else that.
So we wanted to ask Philly a question about some health aspects, because he's into a lot of healthy things, healthy programs and healthy lifestyles.
Yeah, I've met Philly a couple times now, and I didn't know his former self. I got to see a picture tonight because, like I said, we're in his abode. So I got to see the old Philly, and now there's the new Philly, the well-chiseled Philly. This man's like made of stone over here.
Man, pause all that. Just ask the man.
Philly, man, what?
What
Infinity Stone? He does have the Thanos cup right now.
He does. Yeah, he's sipping from the stones.
Yeah. So what changed for you, Philly?
Had a lot of health issues, like a bunch of estrogen being built up and pituitary issues and all of that. So I had to change my diet and
what kind of diet did you switch to?
Well, low carb, zero to little sugar. Some people call it keto, but I've been doing it way before I even knew what keto was.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
You don't need labels to live a good life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Do stuff. I can't tell you how many times I've heard of somebody telling me that they were doing something. I'm like, yeah, I know what that's called. And they're like, well, I don't need to know. Keep your labels to yourself.
Yeah. 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 But yeah, I just try to lower my carbs and empty my carb tank. And the way I do that is by using coffee.
Mm.
So I would drink coffee. I wouldn't drink it like, you know, 5 pots at a time. I would only drink like maybe 1 or 2 and
pots.
Pots at a time?
No, cups. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
I'm about to say, that's
you have one continuous long study session going is what that is.
Yeah, like I told y'all earlier, I ain't trying to burn my adrenal glands.
Yeah.
So,
sounds like you understand a little bit of the science behind the stuff. It's not just like, all right, I'm gonna stop doing this and start doing that. It sounds like you actually did a little bit of research on it.
Well, yeah, yeah. You can clog up your receptors if you drink too much and the caffeine won't work anymore. And then, you know, if your adrenal glands are burned out, you know, the caffeine, it could cause your adrenal glands to burn and it could cause you to, your hormones and stuff to go out of whack.
Yeah.
Like,
absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, you don't want your body to be squirting cortisol all in your gut. You know what I'm saying? You wonder why you're getting fat. It's because, you know, you done burnt your kidneys out.
Yeah, it's true. You know, the other thing that a lot of people don't understand is, so I think maybe this is just the therapist in me speaking right now. I believe, and I'm going to get slapped all in the back of the head by the medical community by saying this right now. This is just my opinion, everybody. I think the biggest cause of cancer is stress. Okay. There's tons of reasons people name out there for causing cancer. You know, like they say Bluetooth, you know, the foods we eat, all types. I agree with that. I'm not saying I disagree with that, but I think the biggest cause is stress. Because when you're stressed out, when you're anxious, when you're, you know, you got all kinds of stuff going on, you're talking about the adrenal gland pumping, right? And then that leads to the cortisol by proxy. So an extensive amount of cortisol is actually carcinogenic. Do you know that? Mm. Yeah, your body can cancer itself to death. Without any other provocation.
So it brings a new meaning to the word toxic.
Toxic, yes, exactly.
You know? Peoples, I personally am tired, and I'm not gonna spend a lot of time talking about it. I just want to throw this out there. I'm tired of the word toxic just being thrown out there like it's just, you know, people just throw it out there like it's Skittles, you know what I'm saying? Like it's just something to chew on, you know, here's some little candy for you. He's toxic, she's toxic. No, there is really things in this world that are toxic to us, to our beings, and we can be toxic to ourselves, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
So I mean, I take that word seriously.
Yeah, know? It's true, right? I mean, and we use a lot of words that have genuine meaning, and we just turn it into slang, you know, do it all the time. Like, I mean, you name it. Like, the word awesome. Like, people say the word awesome all the time. Mm-hmm. But for something to be truly awesome, you have to be awestruck. You know, how many times are you awestruck in your life? Like, maybe once, twice, maybe, yeah. You know? But everything's awesome. Or antisocial, that's another one. We say antisocial when someone's just kind of being quiet or off in the corner or thoughtful. Antisocial is literally the people who don't follow along with social norms. Like, you know, people who just, I don't know if you want to use the word crazy, something kind of like that. The people who are locked up in prison and don't care nothing about it. That's antisocial.
But yeah, I really think that, because I too can say, I mean, I haven't reached a level where I'm keto or carb free just yet. I like my cookies.
Yeah, boy.
I like cookies too much. So I need to work on that. But I can say this. I am 6 years soda free. You know what I'm saying? And one of the things that helped get me off the soda was coffee.
Yeah.
I just basically replaced my caffeine source. But now I don't have as much sugar, you know, because when you think about something like Mountain Dew, or something like, you know, the brown colas that have like 20, 40 teaspoons, tablespoons of sugar in a 20-ounce bottle.
Man.
You know what I mean? I'm now drinking coffee black. So now I can still get my caffeine, but now I don't have to worry about getting that high fructose corn syrup up in my body. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And having my liver and my pancreas and everything looking at me like, hey, dog, what is you doing? You know what I'm saying?
They all jump you. Well, look, and I think Philly can attest to this. So when you learn about what it is that your body needs and what it requires and the things that are detrimental to it, because there's some stuff that's just kind of neutral, you know, it's just filler and, you know, that's okay. You don't want to do that too much, but there's some stuff that's detrimental. When you figure out what that stuff is and you start to look at the substitutions for it, there we go. Then you start to figure out, you know what? I can find a better way and I don't have to sacrifice stuff like taste. So my special lady, she's been doing keto for a long time, you know, and so a lot of people come to her with questions and stuff. You know, she's amazing at what she does. And I've learned a lot of like alternatives. So it's just simple stuff. We love to have dessert like every night. You know what I'm saying? But you can do dessert without having to turn towards, you know, carbs, 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 because most desserts are made with flour and sugar, you know, but you can use almond flour, you know, you can use sucralose and, you know, there's
coconut flour,
there's tons of alternatives that make it a healthier dessert, you know, and some of it is actually healthy for you. You know, it's not even just that this is better for you than that cookie over there. It's like, well, this actually has health benefits to it. You know, you start switching to like the cocoa nibs, you know, rather than the milk chocolate. You know, that type of thing. So it's just little stuff like that makes a difference.
Yeah, I know one thing. It's all about changing your mindset, because I can honestly say, like, hanging around you guys, like, I can already be accustomed to pizza a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And then Philly will say, well, you know, I've made a pizza with
cauliflower.
Cauliflower.
Yep.
See, I like cauliflower, but most of the time I'm used to eating it raw. So I, you know, the raw cauliflower, like in a salad or something like that. So the thought of eating it like cooked and I guess well processed into a dough and whatnot, my mind's like, that's weird. I don't want that. But it's like, but in my mind, I'm like, come on, B. Yeah. You like cauliflower. I'm like, yeah, but not as pizza dough. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like literally like pizza dough. Yeah. I don't know about that. Yeah, so now I try it and I like it. And I'm like, oh, snap. Like, I think I could really eat this. Yeah. Now, I don't know about the preparation as far as on a normal basis.
Well, once you start doing it, then it becomes normal.
Yeah, it's
you know,
easy.
Like, no, you make normal by practice. Like, just today, I just made some broccoli tots today. Mm-hmm. You know, like almond flour, some cheese, some riced up broccoli I put together in the food processor. You know, just a little bit of egg and, you know, just make yourself some tots. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to deep fry them. I mean, not that you have the deep fried potato, tater tots anyway, but, you know, just making those kind of tots and then putting them in the oven, you literally taking something that's one thing and made it something else. You know, like now, you know, listen to that. Almond flour, broccoli, eggs, and cheese. Like, you know, it don't get no more healthier than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One thing I wanted to discuss with y'all was when you first got into coffee really heavy, like when did it become something that was more than just, I'm gonna go over here to this coffee pot and get the cup and put a whole bunch of sugar and creamer in there. When did you get beyond that and say, you know what? Like, I like my coffee a specific way, or I really look forward to drinking this drink. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. That feeling. When did you first?
Do you remember the first time we went to the farm together?
At the hospital.
Me and you at the hospital.
That was nope. It's been a long time since I worked there, but we used to work together, folks, at the hospital. He actually still works there here in Charlotte at the hospital. I used to work there. But yeah, we used to have a lot of forms. We had one like every month. But yeah, go ahead.
That was that day was the first time I tried coffee. And like, I was really tired. I was really tired. And I was, like, desperate to stay up. And I had tried coffee before, but I didn't like it. But that day, I was, like, desperate for coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried it without sugar because I was just, you know, I was like, really desperate to just, like, stay up. And that was the first time I had coffee. That was the first time I got into coffee. Like, I knew.
So you were hooked the first time?
Yeah.
You was hooked the first time with even without sugar.
Yeah, without sugar.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because I know for me, I was, I used to, like, just drink coffee. Like I said, just putting sugar and creamer in it. Basically more creamer and sugar than coffee. Mm-hmm. But then, Philly brought up, working at the hospital, there was a guy who worked in CT scan, George Holt. Shout out to George Holt. He would bring his own coffee to work, literally his own roasted coffee to work. And I'd be like astonished. Like, I'm like, you know, everybody else is bringing Folgers, or they would just use the coffee that the hospital provided. He's bringing his own. And I'm like, you made this? You roasted this? He's like, yeah, at my house, I roast my own coffee. I was already blown out the window. Like, what? Like, so I just thought that it was something that was so mind-blowing and so hard to do. And he was like, it's really not that difficult. And he started to break it down. But I tried his coffee. And then that's when I was like, okay, I'm starting to really get a taste for a palate for the flavor of real coffee, not necessarily just like the more mass produced Folgers and Maxwell House. I mean, they get the job done.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you really want to taste coffee, I like crafted coffee, which comes from a source of people who take their time to make it. What about you, man? What about you, Rockport?
So the first time I remember having coffee, I think I was like 14. I was in Tampa, Florida. My brother brought me to this coffee shop. And at the time, he was drinking, you know, crafted coffee, like regular coffee and stuff like that. I was still working my way up because, like, you know, I wasn't actually, like I said, that was my first time having coffee. So I got this frap. It was called Leaping Leprechaun. I'll never forget it. At this little coffee shop, it was like an Irish cream frappuccino with like a little mint in there. It was like right around St. Patrick's Day. And that was amazing. And then from there, I was drinking, you know, frap, you know, a lot of creamer. You know, I didn't really need sugar, but creamer for a long time. But then years later, I moved to California, and there I started to discover, like, the agriculture. And, like, I started learning a lot about, you know, different varieties of things that we're used to seeing on the shelf. You know, like, we're used to, like, three different types of apples, but there's, like, hundreds, you know. Mm-hmm. So I started exploring and stuff like that, and then I discovered different coffees. I remember I had this blueberry-flavored coffee. Changed my completely changed my outlook on what coffee is and what it can be. You know, there's, like, no limits to it. So I think that was the time that kind of changed how I'm viewing it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we started off with the coffee squad just doing the creamers and just like, well, we would drink the coffee, but we would always use the same coffee, which is 8 o'clock coffee. It's a pretty good coffee for, like, I think for, like, beginners, you know what I'm saying? But we would always use 8 o'clock, and we would always just add different creamers and review them. But it wasn't until I went to my first coffee con back in May of 2017 that I began to really fall in love with black coffee, because it was broken down to me how about the flavor wheel and how you're doing yourself a disservice of really tasting coffee if you keep masking it with sugar and creamer. So now and again, I dabble in the National Delight, absolutely, but I don't add sugar though. I just use the creamer, you know, but you got to drink it black sometimes, people, just to appreciate, even if you just drink half the cup black and then say, you know what, I want some creamer to finish it off or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I like something that that Philly was talking about earlier. You know, the coffee, he needed coffee because he was tired. You know, like, obviously that's A plus B equals C, you know. But there's a lot behind the signs of that, you know. A lot of health-related things, and I think that's something that I want to get on to in the next episode. You know, we can dibble-dabble in a little bit of some stuff about that. You know, the effects of coffee and some more, like, physical health related things, you know. So I think y'all need to stay tuned for the next episode.
Yeah, to that, because I was gonna get into decaf, why I drink decaf, but
you hang on to that
thought. Yeah, I'm hanging on to it.
We're gonna fill up the next podcast.
I got you.
All right, B Meads.
Yeah,
Philly, you guys have any final thoughts?
Nah.
Okay. Well, I'll say this. When you believe that half you've made it, just caffeinate it.
Yeah, well, don't drink no half and half. Don't do that.
B Meads, final thoughts.
Don't drink no half and half. that's just gross. If you're going to cream your coffee, then cream it.
Word.
Don't drink no half and half. Ain't no half creamers around here.
I wouldn't tell nobody else that.
Well, I mean, once again, this is the Coffee Squad, 3 E's, all one word, COFFEEE Squad. You can find us on Twitter at The Coffee Squad. You can find us on Instagram, The Coffee Squad _. Mm-hmm. You can email us. CoffeeSquad@gmail.com.
Facebook
and YouTube, Coffee Squad. So, you know, just make sure you get that 30 in there. We say it every time, but we got to reiterate. We always have to reiterate.
That's right.
So, hey, my cup is getting empty, man.
Yeah, bro, mine so, too. Philly, how about you?
I got a little bit left in there.
Yeah, we'll top it off.
I was focused.
we'll top it off. Pause. Link it.
Link it. Non-organic.
I'm going to show up at Coachella as a virtual coffee pot.